Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then
Thank you for getting connected with eBay customer support. This is Alex. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm not quite sure what this call is about because I didn't authorize anyone to take money out of my account.
Okay.
Your
number must be ending with 735. Am I correct, ma'am?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
I haven't agreed to anything.
Okay, just give me a moment, I'll take it from my end.
Yeah, I don't want nothing to do with this, I don't know what it is.
Okay, we can see in our report, ma'am, that there's a new eBay account has been created yesterday night around 10 o'clock, and by using your details, there's a purchase of
what?
$2.99. There's a new
eBay
account.
I don't know nothing about it.
Okay.
How the heck did they get my information?
This is a fake account which has been created, okay? So we need to block that account immediately and we need to cancel the transaction because we already put it on hold.
What the heck?
Yes.
Yeah, can
so
you cancel that? Because I don't know nothing about it.
That's what we're going to do, ma'am. We are not going to allow the transaction. So for the cancellation, ma'am, we need to go online with you because you are the only authorized person to cancel the transaction. So have you got any smart device like any Android phone or any Apple iPhone with you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And do you have any computer or laptop in which you use internet?
Yeah, I just do it on my phone.
So you use all your internet activities on your phone?
Yeah, my phone.
Okay, I'm going to help you out to block the fraud transaction and the order. Now, you need to first of all put me on speaker from your end, ma'am.
Just wait a tick.
Sorry? Am I on speaker now?
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Alright. Now, can you confirm me, ma'am, the phone you're talking to me, is it an Android phone or is it an Apple iPhone, ma'am?
Oh, this is a 14 Max.
Okay, it's an 14 Pro Max, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to help you out. Now, after putting me on speaker, simply swipe up the page from the very bottom to up and come back to your regular home screen of your phone, ma'am, where you can see all your apps.
Yeah.
Once you're back to the home screen, just tell me.
Oh, wait a minute. Yep.
Okay. Now, please confirm me, ma'am, are you using your Wi-Fi or are you using your mobile data so that you can get on internet? That's perfect, ma'am. That's perfect. Now, you need to open up the App Store application from your end. Open up the App Store.
Oh, that's perfect.
And can you please confirm me, ma'am? Have you ever used...
Can you say what? Sorry, I'm just at work at the moment, but I've just got to get into my App Store.
Yes, are you on the App Store now?
No, if you can just give me a tick.
Take your time and open up the App Store. It's a blue app with a capital letter A on it.
Yep.
Okay. Now look at the right-hand side bottom corner, ma'am. There will be a small magnifying glass which says search.
Okay,
what's click it? On it.
Where you search things up?
Yes. Have you clicked on the search at the right-hand side magnifying glass?
Yes.
Yes. Now look, there's a search bar that says games, apps, stories, and more, where you can type something. Do you see that?
Do I see what, sorry?
Do you see a white bar where it says games, apps, stories, and more?
No, I don't.
Have you clicked on the magnifying glass which says search?
Yes.
Now, you need to give a click on the search bar where it says games, apps, stories, and more. just above the
games and arcade. Yep.
Just above the Discover, you can see the search bar where you can type, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Now type over there, letter A. A as an alpha, letter A.
I just put a tick.
After letter A, type letter N. N as in November, letter N.
So A and then N?
Yes. Then letter Y, Y as in yellow, Y.
Yep.
Then letter D, D as in David, letter D.
Yes.
Then letter E, E as in echo, letter E.
Yes.
Then letter S, S for sugar, letter S.
Yes.
Then K for kilo, letter K.
Yes.
Now tap on search, and what are the results you are getting? Just please let me know so that I can guide you further.
Then it's Spanish fast VPN, is that right?
No.
Oh.
What are the other options you can see?
Stay secure.
What are the other options you can see, ma'am?
Any desk remote.
Give a click on any desk, yes. It's a red color icon with a white diamond on it. Give a click on
it. And do I need to get it?
Yes, give a click on get. It's a free application, you don't need to pay anything for this. So this, we're going to generate a cancellation code for you. Once you see open, please let me know.
So I don't understand how this person views my information to do this.
I'm going to show you all the problems right in front of your eyes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, who are you? So who are you with?
My name is Alex William. I'm from the anti-fraud department of eBay customer support, and we are from the headquarters of Melbourne. It's in 242 Exhibition Street. Yes. Now is it downloading? Do you see any open option now, ma'am?
Yes. So install.
Yes. Click on install. Is it downloading now?
Okay, so now it's installing.
It's installing. Okay, just wait for a while. And if you have a piece of a paper and a pen with you, please grab it.
Okay, I'll just grab one.
Yes. And note down the case number I'm giving you.
Okay,
for the activity. Have you got a piece of paper, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes. Note down the case number. It's 066.
066.
251.
251.
965.
965.
Yes.
And what is
this? This is the case number of the fraudulent activity, okay?
What, fraud activity?
Yes, the fraud activity which is trying to be done under your identity details on eBay platform, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, do you see any open option on your screen, ma'am? Do you see any open option? Or is still downloading?
I've just got to put in my Apple ID. I'll do that now.
Take your time and do it.
I can't just own it now.
You have done that? You have done that now?
Stay with me.
Okay, take your time.
I'm still trying to get in there.
If you don't remember your Apple ID password, I will help you out, okay?
I think it's
now, is it, Okay, it's downloading now. Is it downloading now?
Sorry, I'm just having problems with my phone. Just at the moment. Wait a minute.
Take your time. I'm on the line with you.
Hello, are you? Am I able to ring you back? I'm just at work at the moment.
You're at work, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, no need to worry. We just, once we verify the cancellation ID, we can make an appointment for the callback, okay? Because
yeah,
right
okay,
now we are under a security process, yeah. So I will be able to call you back once we verify the cancellation ID for you.
Yes.
Yes. So is the installation is done now?
No, I'm having problems getting into my phone.
What exactly are you facing problems? Tell me.
Just my ID to get into my phone is locked me out at the moment.
Okay, don't need to worry. I will help you out. You just tell me what can you see at the moment.
It just says that I need to do my new ID password,
okay,
but I can't do that at the moment because I'm at work.
Don't need to worry, you will be able to do that. Give a click on forgot password.
Yeah, I've done that.
Now, this is asking you for your mobile passcode, which you use to unlock your phone.
Can I just ring you back? Because I've got to go back into training before I get in trouble.
All right, not an issue. Can you give me a convenient time to call you back, like after half an hour, 1 hour?
So I finish work at 3:30. So if you can ring me at 3:30, that'll be great.
About 3, right?
Yeah, 3:30.
It's 3:30. And what's the time right now in your place, ma'am? Can you please tell me?
Can we say that again?
What's the time right now in your place?
It's about 2:10.
It's
2:10.
It's 2:10, right?
Yes. And what's your name?
My name is Alex William. Make a note of my name. It's Alex William.
Williams?
Yes. And
yes.
I'm from the anti-fraud department.
Yep, I wrote that down. And what's the contact number?
Yes. Yeah, I will call you back from my line. You don't need to worry. And
okay,
once I verify the case ID, I just provided you the case ID, right?
Okay.
I will confirm you the case ID. Once it will match, then you will go further with this case, okay? Or
okay,
you
no
need
worries.
To talk to anyone else. If anyone
okay,
asks you anything, you first ask the case ID. If it doesn't match,
okay.
Yes. I will call
okay,
you back
bye.
Around 3:30. Yes, ma'am. Have a good day, ma'am. Bye-bye.